Hey guys, thought I'd try out one of these audio booths. I just got recently got a new phone. I got a MyTouch 4G, and it has like Android 2.2, I believe, and audio booth is supported on that version of Android. I think on my old phone, the G1, which was Android 1.6, audio booth was not supported on that. So, thought I'd try this out. I think the limit is only 5 minutes, which kind of sucks, and Chirbit, I believe, doesn't have a limit, but anyway, at work, and went to the Twins game last night, didn't get to sleep until like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I had to wake up at 6:30, so my voice is pretty tired from not getting enough sleep, and probably from yelling a little bit at the game. The Twins ended up winning. They went into the 10th inning, was tied 3-3, and then the bottom of the 10th. Got a couple of hits and a walk and got the bases loaded, and then Danny Valencia hit a single, then scored the winning run, so that was pretty cool. Like, by that time, like, you know, a quarter or maybe a third of the people that were in the stands left, but it was fun, even though it was a little cold out, and I think it was probably 40-some degrees, maybe close to 50, but I got to wear my Jason Kupel jersey for the first time. That was cool. I think I was the only one in the whole place that had a Jason Kupel jersey on. Pretty much everybody was wearing Maurer or Marno or maybe like Joe Nathan. That's pretty much the way it usually goes. So anyway, that was fun. Let's see, a minute and a half. I've been playing Dragon Age 2 lately. It's not that great compared to the first game as far as the story and story and the character development. The story is like almost non-existent. I'm in Act 2 right now, but there doesn't seem to be a main story. It's just tons of random quests you take. And there's something that might be developing in the main story, or what you could consider a main story, but it's nothing that interesting, really, so far. As far as the characters go, like, I don't care about any of them, really. I mean, there's one that's sort of interesting, but the one that I did care about was killed off at the end of Act 1, and apparently that there's no way to have them survive, so that kind of sucks. Especially because I had built them up to be, like, my main mage, or I was planning to use them for my, you know, main mage, but now I can't, so I have to find somebody else to use. That really sucks. The graphics are way, way better than Dragon Age Origins. It's a lot more like Mass Effect 2, the way the game is styled, like the menus and the everything. Inventory system kind of sucks because you can only equip armor to your character, not any of your other characters at all. So, like, if you get something that's for a mage user, it's just junk. You have to sell it because you can't use it if you're, you know, a warrior or a rogue. You can equip weapons to everybody, which is, you know, good, but I don't know, it really sucks about the armor. The only thing is the only thing you can do for your teammates is to upgrade the armor that they come with, and you can only do it every like one or two upgrades per act, and I think there's three acts. So then the combat is kind of the same. It seems a lot faster. You just have to constantly hit the button to attack instead of just pressing it once to continue to attack. Or, you know, obviously if you want to use a skill, you have to press the button to use that. So anyway, before that, I played Costume Quest all the way through, because that was on sale for, I think it was on like April 1st, it was on sale for pretty cheap, half off or something. So that game I played like almost all the way through straight one night. I was up till 6 o'clock in the morning on the weekend playing that. And I had actually gotten to the very last boss, but I couldn't beat it the first time, so I was like, okay, I'm just going to go to bed, and then I ended up finishing it the next day right away. So that game's really cool. It could have been longer, that's for sure. And the battle system, I don't know, sometimes it gets annoying when you have to press the button at the correct time to, like, block or to, like, successfully attack somebody. So if you don't hit it at the right time when you're blocking, you're kind of screwed because the enemy's attacks will do, like, double jam at damage. And sometimes it's hard to press the button. I don't know, I don't like QTE event type stuff, so maybe that's just me. But anyway, all the little costumes are really cool. I wish they had action figures of them. I like the unicorn one, because it's like, it's not a robot unicorn, but it's sort of like a robot unicorn. I don't know. The pumpkin head one, because it's kind of like Jack